And appreciate the Lord for that. It's true. Amen. I understand, Samuel, one of you wrote the songs. Let the person that wrote the song come and ask me for. For transport to go home today. Let's clap our hands again for our God. Hallelujah. As nothing stops this rain from falling, nothing will stop your testimony today. Amen. Have you told your neighbor you love your neighbor? Tell your neighbor now, tell your neighbor now. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you. Always remember to bless your neighbor when you come to church. Always remember, don't forget, don't forget. Always come determined that the person by your side will be blessed through you. The songwriter, they just sang, it's emphasizing that we are overcomers. We have overcome the marine kingdom through the blood, through the blood. It is a spiritual legal requirement we have fulfilled. Amen. I love that. As that song was going on, what scripture came to me is 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5 verse 4 and verse 5.
For whosoever is born of God.
For whosoever is born of God, born again Christians.
Overcometh the world.
Uh-huh.
And this is the victory that
if you are born again, we are overcomers. Hallelujah. If you are born again, you are an overcomer. I don't know if I'm saying it right. Tell your neighbor, I am an overcomer. It's true. I love that song. You can see the process by which we overcome, enumerated in that song. Read it again.
For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world.
Uh-huh.
And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith.
What is it that gives us that victory that enables us to overcome?
Our faith.
Is what?
Our faith.
Is what?
Our faith.
The next verse.
Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God
is the one that will overcome the world. When you say believe, even Satan believes. Even demons believe. So what do you mean by believe here? That's why Jesus Christ had reason to ask his disciples, who do men say I, the Son of Man, am? Amen. And Peter said, thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. When he said, thou art Christ, the Son of the living God, he's referring to a promise for redemption. John saw him and said, this is the Lamb. Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Hallelujah. He saw him and said, this, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. So if I ask you, who is Jesus? Amen. He is the giver of the overcoming power. He is Read for me Psalm 91. Psalm 91.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High
uh-huh.
shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Listen very well. Listen. It's necessary that I give this exhortation I want to give now as we close this annual program, deliverance program. And I pray that I'll be able to say something very briefly that will help somebody enjoy your Christian life. I'm talking to the children of God. There are people that are teachable. Some, you try to teach them anything, you're wasting your time. Even God, he came to teach Cain how to serve him. Cain still say he will serve him his own way. It is for the teachable people that Jesus Christ came. The Holy Ghost is given to us to teach us. So you can have the Holy Ghost and refuse him to teach you. Then you live a miserable life. I want those who have ears, those who can be taught. Are they here? Let me see your hand. Thank you. Freedom comes from a knowledge. If you don't have knowledge before you go and pray, you may be praying and praying amiss. If you don't know how to pray, you must know how to pray for your prayer to be answered. You must know what to do to prosper as a Christian. You must know that it's not every offering you give that is acceptable by God. So that you offer acceptable sacrifices. It's important to know that when the Bible says, if a man's way pleases the Lord, he maketh it to be at peace even with his enemies. That lets me know, peace. If you want to achieve true lasting peace on earth, then seek to live a life that is pleasing before God. Concentrate more on knowing this God and how to approach him, how to walk with him, more on that than going to the mountain to solve your problems. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. There's a fasting you fast that it is just starvation. It does not link you to God in any way because you have not done it properly, acceptably. So when it comes to deliverance, it's more than cast the demon out. Cast the demon out. Jesus himself said, if a spirit is cast out of somebody, the spirit will go. It must go. That chain you must be broken. He said he will go and be wandering because he must look for somebody to enter. He must look for somebody to enter. During church service like this, when they cast out demon, the demon will start looking for who he will enter in the church. They are the nearest people. Then you will see one fornicator that left his girlfriend at home and came to church. He said, angel, leave me with this one. But sometimes the church atmosphere is too hot. So he will run outside. Wonder, he didn't get the type of vessel he wants to use like your own. All other places, they are not like you that he has been with for years. Jesus Christ say he will come back. Make I check whether my house is still there. I be another person. Don't take my position. Hallelujah. I have a nephew of mine that the wife was misbehaving. Misbehaving, seriously. Everybody beggar, you know one. So one day I saw her. I said, wallahi, if you leave this marriage within 1 week, you'll find, you know, you come back, you'll find another woman with him. So you better you stop that joke, you're joking, or you miss him forever. If you leave now, 1 week, go bring another one, go keep for him. Now the woman heard the call correct. Praise the Lord. When he come and see you empty, when a demon goes, amen, there must be replacement. Nature hates vacuum. That's why many people don't know. Maybe that's why you see our deliverance minister, when they finish your deliverance, they ask you, have you been baptized? You are wondering why they are disturbing you to go and be baptized. And immediately you baptize, you come and they minister the baptism of the Holy Ghost on you. We are following the protocol. Don't go. If not, as you go, that demon is waiting for you outside. But the interesting thing is that he will see you empty. Jesus Christ says so. What will he do? He will say, yeah. Now because I did alone, now when I chase me come out that time, he will go and look for how many more?
Seven other spirits.
He says seven
more wicked than those
that are more wicked than him. Because this time he's going to come ready now. It's because the only midday that time. And that is why some people after deliverance, after some time, when you meet them on the road, meet them on the street, you will say, no be this person be this. No be this person be this. That's why I say, listen when we tell you about the things of the spirit, about the things of salvation, about the things that pertain to our redemption, the order. When you come to Christ, what did he say again? Psalm 91 and verse 2.
I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress.
Uh-huh.
My God, in him will I trust.
Go ahead.
Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler.
You see?
And from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but shall not come nigh thee. Only with thy eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked.
Uh-huh.
Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge.
Listen very well.
Even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil.
No evil. Thee. Verse 9 again.
Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High.
Your what?
Thy habitation.
Your habitation, your dwelling place.
There shall no evil befall thee.
No evil befall you.
Neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling.
Uh-huh.
For he shall give his angels charge
over protection thee. Is there.
To keep thee in all thy ways.
Uh-huh.
They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone.
Uh-huh.
Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder.
Oh,
the young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet.
Uh-huh.
Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him.
Uh-huh.
I will set him on high, because he hath known my name.
Uh-huh.
He shall call upon me, and I will answer him.
Hallelujah.
I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him.
Hallelujah.
And show him my salvation.
Hallelujah. That is the benefit of making the Lord your hiding place. We have a perfect example of that. Remember, hallelujah, I hope everybody can hear me at the back, coordinators, everybody, you can hear me. God bless you. Thank you. It is a shower of blessing. And thank God he allowed us to come in here first. In Colossians chapter 2, if you want to understand the New Testament, you want to understand grace, listen, verse 16,
let no
verse
man,
17.
Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink, or in respect of an holy day, or of the new moon, or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ.
Hallelujah. Everything, the ordinances, many of those stories you see in the Bible, they are a shadow that will help us to understand grace. The body is of Christ. Everything is speaking about Christ. Everything is speaking about Christ. And the place where the place of refuge for a Christian from all the dangers all around is in Christ. And that is what I want to also look at. If you are going to escape from the destruction flying all around and will soon come upon the whole earth, and stay safe from the attack of the marine kingdom, attack from principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places, where you should remain and be saved is in Christ. And that's why I'm looking at this topic again that I titled The City of Refuge. Because it was given as an ordinance in the Bible. Always remember that. Amen. In Leviticus chapter 24, let's just do small reading. From verse 17. Listen to the law. This is the law.
And he that killeth any man shall surely be put to death.
It was the law. If you kill, you must also be killed.
And he that killeth a beast shall make it good.
Read it up to verse 22.
Beast for beast.
Uh-huh.
And if a man cause a blemish in his neighbor, as he has done, so shall it be done to him.
Uh-huh. If you cut somebody's hand, your hand too will be cut. You use acid, pour on somebody's face, they will bring acid, pour your own too.
Breach for breach. Eye for eye.
Eye for eye.
Tooth for tooth.
You come out my eye, I come out your eye. Then go come out your eye. Come out my tooth. They go come out your tooth.
As he has caused a blemish in a man, so shall it be done to him again.
That was the law.
And he that killeth a beast shall restore it.
Uh-huh.
And he that killeth a man, he shall be put to death.
If you kill human being, you will be put to death.
Ye shall have all manner of law, as well for the stranger as for one of your own country.
Anybody at all, not only for the Jews, anybody that come within your land there, he commit this. This is the Lord. It will cover everyone.
For I am the Lord your God.
Hallelujah. Hey, thank God. Many of us, we didn't come under the law. My Christianity would have been sweeter. People would have feared God more. But this God is a merciful God. He also puts into account that you may kill somebody not intentionally, by accident. You went to hunt. Maybe you thought that na monkey. No, no, say a human being. Na him paint him body. Come we are attachment and wig of monkey color. Come the waka they go, you say, hey, manna from heaven, you call him. When you shoot to finish, the man say, cry, hey, you have killed me. He didn't mean to kill you, he thought you were an animal. So he gave another law. Please, let's be patient and read it. In Numbers chapter 35. From verse 9. Listen very well.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, When ye become over Jordan into the land of Canaan, then shall ye appoint you cities to be cities of refuge for you, that the slayer may flee thither, which killeth any person at unawares. And they shall And they shall be unto you cities for refuge from the avenger.
Please listen very well, because we'll make reference to it as we go along.
That the manslayer die not until he stand before the congregation in judgment. And one of the and of these cities which he shall give, six cities shall ye have for refuge. Ye shall give three cities on this side Jordan, and three cities shall ye give in the land of Canaan, which shall be cities of refuge. These six cities shall be a refuge, both for the children of Israel, and for the stranger, and for the sojourner among them, that everyone that killeth any person unawares may flee thither. And if he smite him with an instrument of iron, so that he die, he is a murderer. The murderer shall surely be put to death. And if he smite him with throwing in a stone, wherewith he may die, and he die, he is a murderer. The murderer shall surely be put to death. Or if he smite him with an hand weapon of wood, wherewith he may die, and he die, he is a murderer. The murderer shall surely be put to death. The revenger of blood himself shall slay the murderer.
Again.
The revenger of blood himself shall slay the murderer.
Uh-huh.
When he meeteth him, he shall slay him.
Must kill you.
But if he trust him of hatred, or all at him by laying of weight, that he die. Or in enmity, smite him with his hand, that he die. He that smote him shall surely be put to death.
Uh-huh.
For he is a murderer. The revenger of blood shall slay the murderer when he meeteth him.
When he meeteth him.
But if he trust him suddenly without enmity, or have cast upon him anything without lying of weight, or with any stone wherewith a man may die, seeing him not, and cast it upon him that he die, and was not his enemy, neither sought his harm, then the congregation shall judge between the slayer and the revenger of blood according to this judgment.
Uh-huh.
And the congregation shall deliver the slayer out of the hand of the revenger of blood, and the congregation shall restore him to the city of his refuge, whither he was fled, and he shall abide in it unto the death of the high priest, which was anointed with the holy oil.
Uh-huh.
But if the slayer shall at any time come without the border of the city of his refuge, whither he was fled, and the revenger of blood find him without the borders of the city of his refuge.
Again, verse 26. Listen carefully. Eh?
But if the slayer shall at any time come without the border of the city of his refuge,
uh-huh,
whither he was fled, and the revenger of blood find him without the borders of the city of his refuge, and the revenger of blood kill the slayer, he shall not be guilty of blood. Because he should have remained in the city of his
refuge.
You
should have remained there.
Until the death of the high priest, the slayer shall return into the land of his possession. Until the death of the high priest. But after the death of the high priest, the slayer shall return into the land of the city of his possession.
Uh-huh.
So these things shall be for a statute of judgment unto you throughout your generations in all your dwellings.
Amen. He repeated it also to Joshua. You can read it. When Joshua took over from Moses, in Joshua chapter 20, verse 1 to 6, he mentioned there will be six cities that he will appoint for cities of refuge. Therefore, these cities of refuge, called the cities of refuge, they were to provide asylum. So you see, Israel is the first nation that had provision for asylum. To provide asylum for a person who had accidentally killed someone, protecting that person from the blood avenger until a fair trial is held. So you see, the cities were strategically located. They were strategically located for easy access, easy identification, and featured clearly marked roads with signs to guide the fugitive to safety, so that he won't miss it. But take note, the city is provided quite all right, But the fugitive, the one that killed and the avenger of blood, is now coming after him, the next of kin. He will pursue you. But one thing first is that he must know the location of the nearest city of refuge to him, wherever he is. He must be able to identify this city is the city of refuge. I wish I had time to dwell on this. All of you that are looking for salvation, it's not everywhere they write the church that you can go there and hear anything that will save your soul. Every one of you that have problems, you need deliverance. There are places you go. Instead of receiving deliverance, you receive more problems. You must be able to identify the true location, the real city of refuge, so that you will not enter the wrong city. You are not covered. You are not protected until you go to the right city. There is a place provided for that. Because there is another gospel. There is another spirit. If you don't know the true gospel of salvation, you will think everything that is being preached is the gospel. There are scriptures that will make thee wise unto salvation. It's not everywhere you see a spirit moving, anointing moving, that is the spirit of God. There is another spirit. Apostle Paul says so. It's not everywhere that you hear Jesus, Jesus, that they are referring to the Jesus that died on the cross on Calvary. There is another Jesus. The Bible says so. Maybe they don't know where it is in the Bible. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 4.
For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit, which ye have not received, or another gospel, which ye have not accepted.
So you can see there is another Jesus, there is another spirit, and there is another gospel. But if you don't know the original one, how will you know if this is the counterfeit? And all these are presented by enticing spirit, seducing spirit, the spirit of error. Knowledge is important for your deliverance. Knowledge is important for your salvation. Knowledge, knowledge, knowledge of God, the true God. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Now, when you have identified the city, when you have identified where your salvation is, once you see the avenger of blood coming, you are going to die. Death sentence is over you. You have no way of escaping, but there is a provision for you. Run for your life. Run for your life. Run. Run. Flee. 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 Flee is different from run. Flee is to run for your life. Running for your life is different from running for any other thing. Because you know, your life is dependent upon that. I told you the story I saw. A picture that was painted. I tried to look for the picture, but I couldn't see it to present it to you to see what I mean. That small rat with one wild cat. Cat don't see rat as meat. And they started pursuing it. The cat is faster than the rat. If it catch you, na meat that day. But it's bigger than the rat. The rat saw a rock. and started running towards the rock. What he saw, the big cat didn't see it. He's thinking, very good, when I reach there now, there is no road for him to pass. That rock will block him, then I will catch him. Unknown to him, there is a cleft. A cleft is an opening on a rock. And it's so small that the rat can meander and enter inside. But the cat is too big to enter inside. That cleft becomes a place of refuge for him. He knows it is there. He knows if he can just run and jump and enter that hole that is created, amen, for his safety. God created it for the safety of the praise. That's the mercy of God. That's why that song that I say, Rock of Ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let the Lord. That's where the cleft is. On Calvary, through the water and the blood that flow from the side of Jesus. You are not to walk, you are to run, because it is a matter of death and life. Psalm 42 verse 1 and verse 2, what does it say? It gives an
example. As the heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God?
The heart there, I've explained it several times, is an animal that has this unique nature that when the hunter fires him, he's going to die. Or he has a cut that is bleeding. He's going to die because blood is coming out of him. But he knows the secret to be alive is if you can get to a water brook, get to a water river anywhere. If you can drink that water, that animal, once he drinks that water, he will not die again. The bleeding will stop. So imagine now the type of run he will run when he knows he's bleeding. That is the type of run we run to Christ. For our safety. That is why he provided him for us. And when we talk about the cleft on the rock, hallelujah, I want to re-emphasize that it is a small opening. It is a small opening. Hallelujah. And because that is what Jesus was referring to in Luke, Matthew chapter 7. Verse 13 and verse 14. Listen very well.
Enter ye in at the straight gates. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. But because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it.
The one that leads into life, is the gate wide? Is the gate wide? When the Bible says in Luke chapter 13 from verse 23, another statement the Lord Jesus Christ made.
Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that
are there
saved?
Few that be saved? What did he say?
And he said unto them, strive to enter in at the straight gate.
Again,
strive to enter in at the straight gate.
Strive. Do everything. Struggle. Do everything to enter in at that straight gate. For many
I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able.
Do you know why they shall not be able? Because they will not humble themselves to come down and obey the word of God. Come down and allow God, submit themselves to God, to shape them in a way that will qualify them, make it easier for them to enter in. That is the problem with the Christian faith. The gate is narrow. Allow him. The Bible says we are the workman, the workmanship of God. God is working on us, shaping us, shaping our life, molding us. If a man be in Christ, he is a new creature. He shapes you enough for you to be humble enough, simple enough to be able to enter that narrow gate. Our problem is to submit ourselves, total surrender, and allow him to walk in us. You like the way the lifestyle you live on earth here, with the wuru wuru, crook crook, lie lie. You get what you want on earth here. You will get whatever you want on earth here, but you will never get anything beyond this earth. The only way for you to make a living on earth and get whatever you want to get, some people, is to live a false life, 419 life, lie, lie. Everything about you is lie, lie, lie. As long as you get what that lie will get for you, you will get it all. But why shall it profit a man? You gain the whole world and you lose your soul. You will allow, if you don't allow him to shape you, you cannot get to that place of safety. I don't know how we say it for some people to understand me. But Father, cause somebody to understand that what I'm saying is the truth. It's the truth. You don't even know how to do it. He does it himself. That's the meaning of grace. He shepherds you by himself. By himself. By himself. He's a merciful God. He's a merciful God. Look at mercy. That's why he said, come to me, O ye that labor and the heavy laden. He said, I will give you rest. And he emphasized, he said, my yoke is easy and my burden is what? It's light. See mercy. Moses in the wilderness saw the people he was leading committed sin, and the serpent was biting them. Snakes were finishing them, they were dying. Moses went and cried to God, and the mercy of God was ignited. See the solution. Moses, make an image of brass, of a snake. Hang it on a stick, a pole, and put it where everybody can see it. And tell the children of Israel, if you commit any sin and the serpent bites you, if you can run to that pole. Did he say you should climb it? My yoke is easy. My burden is light. What did he say? Look. Just look. If you look, amen. Just look at it. You will not die. Do you know what? When you look, you will see that snake that bites you hanging there is judged already. He has no power again over you. That poison is destroyed. And so in John chapter 3, verse 14, 15 and 16.
And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted
up. In another pole, the cross, the tree on Calvary is lifted up.
That whosoever believeth in him.
Whosoever we believe. He didn't say do anything. He didn't say fast before you come. Do this before you come. If you will just believe, whatever you're suffering from, ancestral problem disturbing you, whatever is whatever, marine kingdom disturbing you, you went to fornicate, marine kingdom begin to follow you, everything you have destroyed, your finance destroyed, now a venereal disease is on you to kill you, HIV is killing you, all manner of sexually transmitted disease is killing you. Amen. Can they hear me? Can I continue? Can I continue? Someone give them volume so that they will hear well. Praise the Lord. What did he say again? Continue.
That whosoever believeth in him.
Again, verse 14. Again, verse 14.
And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten
Son. Where did he offer him?
At the cross.
Where did he offer him?
That whosoever, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting
life. Verse 17.
For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world.
He's not to condemn the world.
But that the world through him.
Through him might be saved. When you look at the cross, you will see something. You are condemned to die. The soul that sinned shall die. But the death that you are supposed to die, when you look up, you see Jesus hanging there. He died that I may live. Oh, glory be to God. The sickness that is disturbing you, want to kill you, look up to the cross. What will you see? By his stripes, we are healed. He will kill you again. Hallelujah. The blood covenant that have been disturbing you, when you look up, he shed his blood and entered another covenant with a higher blood. It nullifies any other covenant that you have. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And above all, there is a destruction that is coming upon this world. There is a destruction that is coming upon this world. But before it comes, the mercy of God is available again. Verse 9, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 9 and verse 10.
For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord.
1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Verse 9 and verse 10.
For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we add unto you.
Listen very well.
And how ye turn to God from idols, to serve the living and true God.
Verse 10.
And to wait for his Son from heaven.
To wait for who?
For his Son from heaven. Whom he raised from the dead.
Who?
Even Jesus.
Who is the person?
Jesus.
Who is the person?
Jesus. Which delivered us from the wrath to come.
Who is delivering us from the wrath to come? Jesus is sent to save his people. There is the anger of God is coming upon this world. He sent Jesus to be our place of refuge. While you'll be destroying these unbelievers, destroy these wicked people on earth, he has made provision to save Some people, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The world through Jesus Christ might be saved. But he came to his own received him not. But as many as received him, are they here today? Are they here today? To us here that believe, gave him power to escape from the destruction that is coming upon this world. Let's clap our hands for him now. Hallelujah. But as we look at the law for the city of refuge, that fugitive, the law says he must remain in that city. You are to remain there. Once you cross the border, you enter that city, the law says remain there. The avenger of blood is still waiting and is still burning in anger. You kill my brother, you leave that liability to me, you must die. Remain inside. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If you come out, the avenger of blood is waiting there. But foolish Christians, after they are born again, they will still, they want to peep and see whether the man, the demon still awaits. Because he's praying that the enemy will give chance. So they are the ones that are the borderline. And it's very easy to know Christians that are borderline Christians. Because you have not come fully, part of you is still in the world. Your dressing shows it. The lifestyle you live shows it. You are in a place of safety. Instead of you to rejoice that you are alive, you are regretting and saying, I was enjoying better when I was in the world than where I am now. You are a borderline Christian. You left Egypt, but Egypt has not left you. You left bondage, but bondage, the spirit of bondage is still in you. Very easy. You are to remain. If you break the edge, serpent will bite you. That is why Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 8 says, Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 8.
And so I saw
the he that diggeth a pit shall fall into it.
Whoso breaketh an edge, a serpent shall bite him.
And whoso breaketh the edge, the protection, what will happen?
A serpent shall bite him.
Therefore you will die. That's why many are spiritually dead. Brethren, but we are under a better covenant than the old covenant. Under the law. Because you are to remain in that place until the death of the existing high priest. Because the high priest was changing. When he died, they will appoint a new one. When he died, they will appoint a new one. But who is our high priest of our profession? Shout his name. Shout his name. Hallelujah. But this high priest, he abided forever. Therefore, our security is forever. Forever, forever, forever. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is why we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb. The blood that speaketh better things than any other blood. Hallelujah. And that is why he's called our advocate. Jesus is our advocate. He's the propitiation for our sin. He is the judge of all things. He is also our lawyer, our advocate. He never dies. He liveth forevermore. This covenant is an eternal covenant. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But the Lord says, if you leave the city of refuge and you cross the border and the avenger gets you, he says, your blood will be upon you. I was sharing with Pastor Olu. I said, when I looked at this again, then I understood better what Hebrews chapter 6, verse 4, 5, and 6 is saying.
For it is impossible.
Listen very well.
For those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gifts and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost.
Again. Listen, I want to read it for emphasis, verse 4. It said, for it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and we are made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come. Verse 6, we read this way. If they shall fall away, it is impossible to renew them again unto repentance. Why is it impossible to renew them? You are supposed to remain in Christ. You escaped from a danger. An opportunity is given to you to remain saved. Allow God to do a work of salvation. You see everything is made available to you. Then you cross and you still go out. Immediately you step out, you cannot come back again because the avenger will strike you. You can't come back again. You'll be lost forever. He will grab you. He will finish your life. You will not be able to come back again. Because you are supposed to remain there. What else will attract you to remain in a place of safety? What would they use? It is not possible. You were supposed to stay under the law. Remain under the blood. You stepped out to live life like unbelievers. Especially all of us that stand and make noise. Nya, 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 nya. I told people, I said, don't stop giving me testimony that you see in the spirit, they see that carry my name, go somewhere. I say, that's not revelation. That's not revelation now. Do you go to a battle and expect that the enemy will not fight you? But when you put on the whole armor of God, oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Put on the whole armor of God. No weapon of the enemy fashioned against you shall prosper. It is thus saith the Lord. But you step out to live life like the unbelievers live. You step out of the place of refuge. When you step out, Jesus, he cannot hear you because you are not where he said you should be. May God help somebody. I say, may God help somebody. For the rest of us, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 17.
Wherein God willing more abundantly to show
the reason why we are confident and we remain where we are. Yes.
Willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us.
There is a hope that is set before us. Uh-huh.
Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul.
That is what keeps us. Nothing. You know what an anchor is? It keeps the ship. I think we have that song. Like that. We have an anchor.
The
anchor that keeps the souls steadfast. While the billows roll. Fasting to the rock. deep. That is the anchor of the soul. Once you are there, nothing shakes you. Let the breeze blow. Let the trials come. Whatever happens, you are secure. Read that verse 19 again.
Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered.
Who is that forerunner that went ahead of us?
Even Jesus, made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek.
After the order of Melchizedek, an unending priesthood. The security of our salvation. Study to show yourself approved unto God. Study. Don't read the Bible. Study the Bible. That is where you will have faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. And yet, faith is our victory. And faith coming by hearing the word of God. And the church shall live by faith. And we walk by faith, not by sight. Faith. Faith. Therefore, read to have revelation. Read to have revelation. I was so excited. I had to share with my teacher, Olumide. I said, now I understand Hebrews chapter 6, verse 4 better. Why will it be impossible to renew them again? Because once he goes, the avenger will grab him and finish him. You won't have the opportunity to come back again. That is why you must walk out your salvation with fear and trembling. He who thinks he stands, take heed, lest he fall. We have a hope. It is a hope of glory. Oh, glory be to God. We have a hope. The hope of escape from the coming destruction upon this world. We have a hope. Once you have the Holy Ghost, the destruction shall not come near us. We have a hope of safety. Safety while we are here on earth. The Lord Jesus Christ promised us that the gate of hell shall not prevail. Marine kingdom cannot prevail. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And the greatest battle, the victory that the enemy can have over you, why he's frustrating your business, why he's finishing your health, causing you pain every day, why he's just bringing all manner of problems around you, it is your faith he wants to attack. But the rock of the knowledge of who Jesus Christ is. Jesus builds his church, and that gate of hell cannot prevail. No matter what they do, I will be a good soldier. I will die at my post. And I tell you, for it pays to serve Jesus. I speak for my heart. Always be with us. He will do our part. There's nothing in my world can measure up. There is peace. There is peace and contentment in serving the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I love it far better than
days.
that is what is after, is to make you deny the Christian faith. When you see yourself pushed to a position where you will now begin to think, come, is this a right decision I have made? It don't they get you? It don't they get you? Listen very well. I've told you something about the building of the Temple of Solomon. All the materials that were used for that building in those 7 years, they were not prepared by Solomon. They were prepared by the Father. Yes, sir. Yes. Before the building project began. And with materials from all over the world, the Bible says that every part of that building was prepared. He said throughout the 7 years, there was no noise of chisel or hammer heard when they were building that. Because for every position, there was a stone that was prepared before even Solomon began the construction. You will just look for it. When it comes there, it will fit in there. You don't need to shape it and force it there. It is prepared from the foundation of the world. It is already prepared by the Father. This is how you identify a true ministry. A true ministry. Listen very well. Solomon was qualified to preach vanity, because everything he needed, he had it. Women, nyafu nyafu. Gold, nyafu nyafu. The richest man on earth was Solomon. And he knew what he was doing with that. And all of this never gave him peace. He said, they are all vanity upon vanity. Everything is vanity. We will listen to him because he has enjoyed it before. Listen. I said a poor man cannot teach prosperity, correct? Hallelujah. A poor man cannot teach prosperity. Listen, because if a poor man come and say, if you have houses, if you have money, it's a vanity, vanity. Vanity, you are only repeating what you read in the Bible. Those are the people, give them money. Give them money. Now that you go know, say, the revelation will change. Hallelujah. When I tell you that God prepared me for this ministry, listen to me when I teach you. He allowed me in the world to test everything. I say test everything. Brethren, I had money. In my life, I did not know that human beings pray for money until I come out from prison. I didn't know. And I mean it. Where I grew up, we had everything. We had everything. I said we had everything. Some people said they see me with security. I've been with security right from primary school. Then the police, they carry us go school. Police, they carry us come back. That's where I grew up. Okay, now. I see some of you are struggling to use water system for toilets. Then they climb WC. That's why they break our WC every time. I started using WC since 1960, what is it? 66. Praise the Lord. From the age of, I started driving from the age of 16. Instead of 15, 15 years old. Started driving. The first car I owned, I think when I was 21 or 22 years old. By 22 years old, I had 2 cars. Where you get the money from? I was in charge of money. At Tifam. Nigerian where they work on salary and they live above his salary, all other money na thief, you thief him. Praise the Lord. But my own, I have settled my case between man and God. Man, don't punish me already. So I know what it means. If it is to live worldliness, everything you know about worldliness, I have lived it. But when my eyes open to see that way I was going was leading me to hell, but the mercy of God turned me around. Oh, glory be to God. He trained me to know something. That is why 80% of the income of this church goes on evangelism. Bright TV alone, I'm sure by next year we'll be hitting 1 billion naira in what we have been spending to keep the people around the world to listen to the gospel of salvation. The Bright TV, the satellite TV, 16 million naira every month. 12 years, we are going to 13 years very soon. Calculate it, then you will know how much we spent. You think it's because I don't want money? Who don't want money? But there's something I know that I don't want to miss. I am not working for here. I'm working for there. I'm preparing myself to go there. Hallelujah. When a man like me begins to teach you the Christian faith, listen to me. Listen to me. I am not just a teacher. Me, myself, I want to go to this heaven. Hallelujah. That is why when I say we're not going to laugh, this heaven, I will be there. How many people will be there? I say, if you go to heaven, you don't see me, look for me very well. I am somewhere. But if you spend a long time looking for me and you still don't see me, not be heaven you go. Not be heaven you go, be that. Just not say you don't go to heaven. The heaven where you go, you don't see me, not be heaven. You're on your way to hell. I don't know. Praise the Lord. We have a hope. Brethren, we have a hope. The promise of God can never be in vain. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He swore by himself. He entered a covenant. He cannot lie. There is resurrection coming up. There is eternity ahead of us. There is life after this life. And there's a crown of righteousness awaiting those of us that will use our gift and serve God faithfully. Why will I want to miss it? I can't miss eternity. So God allow me to know some of these things so that I can mentor you. I can teach you. I am a true witness of the vanities of this world. Even common sense will tell you about the vanities. You will struggle to tell you that something is wrong somewhere. There are some of us that have mansions in the village, big mansion in the village. Who are the occupants? Rat, lizard, snake, cobwebs. Then in the city, Lagos here, where you are making the money, you are living in a 3-bedroom flat. You say that is normal. Then you are laboring. And there's something I have observed. Men and women, the parents that are laboring for what? He said, for my children. For my children. I have observed something among all of them that I know. I said that I know. When their papa died, their papa don't leave anything for them. So why are you dying to leave something for your children? After you die, finish, they will just come and some of them will just pack the property and sell and smoke Igbo and smoke ganja for what you labored for, vanity upon vanity. You labored so day, you are laboring for what you know will become after you are gone, and you forget the progress of the gospel. You forget God to the detriment of your soul. You make God secondary, and all you know to do is faithfully pay your tithe, and then pay it even with pride. I dey pay my tithe now. Waiting again. I dey pay my tithe now. Waiting again. I dey pay my tithe now. That's all that you know to relate with God, is to pay your tithe. Unknown to you, God cannot be bribed. I say God cannot be bribed. What did the sacrifice say we should offer? Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Verse 2, what did he say?
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice.
Your whole life should be a life of total submission, total sacrifice to God. Everything about you is God first, then the remainder can be for me.
Holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable
service. That is what is required, is your reasonable service.
And be not conformed to this world.
Don't live your life like people of this world are living.
But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind.
When you come to Christ, your thinking changes. Your way of life changes. Everything changes. That you may prove what is that good.
Good and acceptable.
An acceptable and perfect will of God. Praise the Lord. We have an anchor that gives us that hope, that makes some of us live the life that we live. We are not afraid to die. For me, to die is a gain. And if I will live, I will live for Christ, like Apostle Paul said. Nothing will stop me. Nothing will stop me. And my faith in Christ is non-negotiable. No human being is to validate it. I look unto him. My allegiance is to God and God alone, like we used to sing here. To him and him alone. I look up to him to seek approval, not any human being. Say what you want to say. Stop telling me you are fasting too much. I tell you, make you join me fast. What's your problem? Stop telling me, why are you dressing like this? Stop it. I told you some years ago, when we first came into this message, and my wife asked me a question. She said, if she goes out and her friends ask her, why are you not wearing trousers? Why are you not painting? Why are you not wearing a ring? We said, what should I tell them? I said, in your own case, it's very simple now. You don't need anything. Tell them, this is how my husband wants me to look like. Simple. Your own case is simple. You are to dress the way your husband wants you to dress. I mean Christian. So, to answer some of the Christian sister, and they'll be talking, why are you appearing like this? You don't look fine. My husband said, this is how he likes me. Why will somebody talk to you otherwise? Join me. You borrow me money, I'll be with join money, pay your bride price, sister. This is how Jesus wants me to dress. He's my husband. He's my God. He's my Lord. I dress to please my master. Nothing more. Nothing more. Therefore, stop letting people say, you know, go get husband. Tell and say, I go get husband. Again, my way, love people like this. God will bring and come. Praise the Lord. If God be for us, who will be against us? The assurance of our protection. He did not spare his son, but gave him for us. How will he not, with this same son, freely give us all things? Apostle Paul says so. I said on Friday night that it is easy for us to trust the pilot that we cannot see in that plane. Some of us even relax and we sleep, believe, trusting that the pilot will take us to our destination. The captain of the ship in the sea, we trust him. We don't see him. That big bus, you don't even see the driver that is driving you. That train driver, you don't see him, but you trust them. You relax. But when it comes to God, we begin to doubt. Why do we doubt him? It's because we lack the proper knowledge, revelation of who he is. We are to walk by faith and not by sight. The Bible enjoins us in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and verse 6. What did it say?
Trust in the
Lord
with all thy heart.
All your heart.
And lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths.
And that's only possible when you have a relationship with him that builds a trust in him, to believe that whatever you are going through, he's aware and is going to work out his purpose in your life. I have said it and I will continue to say it. Maybe one day somebody will catch it and have faith. We are called according to God's purpose. And depending on God's purpose in your life is dictated by the purpose of God in your life. Don't compare yourself with another Christian. What you go through is to fulfill your purpose. What is going through is to fulfill God's purpose in his life. But always know that all things work together for good. For good. No matter what you are going through, sometimes that is the way he's going to use to answer your prayer, for his ways are not our ways. His ways are not our ways. Praise the Lord. The victory that overcomes the marine kingdom is this faith, is this anchor. Revelation of who Jesus Christ. Revelation of the Lamb of God that is now our place of refuge. And by one spirit, we are baptized into that body. And when you are there, you are secured. The Holy Ghost, by the word of God that you have, remains your anchor. We are the church of the firstborn. Apply the blood. And when I see the blood of the Lamb of God applied on you, I will pass over you. The angel of death will pass over you. He has anointed us with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost come upon you. Just know that statement still stands for us. Touch not my anointed. That is where the protection is. He anoints us with an anointing that keeps us untouchable by any shrine. There's a fire he covers us with. Don't let that fire quench for any reason. You want to be saved from marine kingdom? The Philippian jailer in Acts chapter 16 from verse 29, listen to that discussion with Paul and Silas.
Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, Believe.
What must I do to be saved? Saved from what? From the wrath that is coming. Saved from what? From the devices of Satan, including marine spirit and marine covenant. What did he say?
And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Believe. What will you believe? Believe that he is our place of refuge. Believe that he is the protection that God gave us from the destruction that is coming up. Preach the gospel. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. When we tell people to go for water baptism, they think that we're trying to make them our church member. Who told you that water baptism is to make you a church member? Water baptism is to remove what the accuser of the brethren is accusing you of, which the Lord Jesus took and nailed on the cross of Calvary. when he comes accusing you, there is therefore now no condemnation. He will look for it, he will see it, because it is under the blood. How will I know this and joke with my Christian faith? Let us stand up. My hope is built on nothing less. Hallelujah. Are you ready to rejoice now? Are you ready to rejoice now? Let's appreciate God for the reason you have. Wait. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, this type of message I preach is something that you go home and sit down and take a reflection of the decision you have made to serve this Jesus. It's not religion. It's not religion. It's a matter of life and death. It's a matter of life and death. So that you will sit down. It's not the type of thing that you want a pastor to notice you in the church, so that everybody knows that I am a church worker. I am this. We don't pass that level. So that you want to find fight, then you say I don't come church. They don't have love in that church. Don't come now. It is wrong for you not to. You don't see your brother, you don't look for him. But why do you use that to manipulate us? Don't you know that all of us come up from our village, come Lagos, come find money? You don't say, well, they're busy, they find money. You won't carry your own, they stop me. Stop that. Every time, baby, 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 Christian, baby, 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 baby. You want your baby, baby, baby. You, wait, they show you love. Who you they show love? They know they give. Who you they give? Since I come this church, my life will not change. Who told you come to church for that type of testimony? The only reason is your spiritual life. Has it been affected? Any church you are in and your relationship with God does not get better, something is wrong somewhere, either with what you are hearing or what is in you that is disturbing you. And be sincere over it. It's not jumping from church to church. It's not. It's being sincere with your life. Is my life worthy of the gospel? Have I found this Jesus? Am I with him? Am I having a relationship with him? Evidence that you are having a relationship with him will include suffering for him. But whatever it is, somebody, the torment you have been having with this marine kingdom is over. And I want you to remain saved, protected. And I'm telling you now, if you go to Omototo Fefe, he will market water for you, for your protection. He will market, what's it again, the market? Apple, T-shirt, bread, fish. That is why he will, all this time, what am I talking about? I'm talking about Jesus. But he will be talking about his market. Did I say, am I marketing Brand Assembly Church? If I make mistake, market this place. That this is the final part. Everybody here is going to heaven. There are some people here that we jam action from certain members, after tomorrow they will not come to this church again. So I am wiser than to say everybody here is a child of God. But children of God are here. They are here. Where are they? Can I see some of them? Everybody. 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 Hallelujah. Hold on to him. I have confirmed what I'm teaching you. I say, I have confirmed the reality and the efficacy of the gospel of salvation. I have confirmed it. I am number one evidence. Nobody say, are they grace? Where they live, they can't live. Where they live? Now Jesus, are they serve? Nobody say, are they foolish? I have a wisdom unto salvation. I'm following. And it's not the wisdom of this world. So people of this world cannot understand me. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. I didn't say I have arrived, but I'm struggling. As I'm preaching to you, I'm preaching to myself. I have my own weaknesses too. But there are some. I'm going to preach another message that I already prepared. The shaking of all things. There are some things that happen to you. Is God doing it to detach you from certain people? I'm telling you, if he come to you and warn you, don't follow, so because he will show you, don't follow this person, don't follow this person, and you still decide to follow, he will cause something to happen until the day police will come and catch you. Then all of you will go jail. Now that time you go know why he was saying don't yoke with unbeliever. And the person may be in your church, but he's an unbeliever. Yes, sir. If anybody pushes you, man or woman, to do anything contrary to the Bible, that person is an unbeliever and is an enemy of your soul. Until you catch this, you will not know about the Christian faith. Inside church, men will be in this church. They have the legal wife and they have concubines outside with children. Oh, inside churches. I don't know for this church. I don't know. But I'm telling you what happens. We hear things. News is everywhere now. Inside church. No be prophecy that they give yesterday of one sister from a church at Wari. The two women were born for the man. All of them there for church. And pastor is their coordinator. Okay now. Well, we say be careful where you go, who you make your pastor. And that church now, holy church, oh. Okay. No wonder the Bible called them whited sepulchres. Whited. Jesus called them wolf in sheep clothing. You see things saying a sheep, but it's a wolf. So when you come to, you have the opportunity to listen to us all over the world. You are with us all over the world. While we are struggling, I'm not promoting poverty. God allow me to see what in poverty be. So that I will hate it. I hate poverty. If you love it, now you serve it. Poverty is not evidence of holiness. So poverty is a curse. So reject it. Reject it. Don't accept, don't let any preacher preach and say it's your cross, poverty. It's not your cross, it's not your cross. So Jesus has nailed poverty on the cross on Calvary. Don't do that. You must not beg to survive. You must be a giver. Praise the Lord. It is it's a shameless estate of life to be living by begging. You must find something to do. Don't sit down and relax. Evidence that you can do something is you when say you don't get work, but now your wife they feed you. Now from heaven she collect her own director where they come give you. No be work, she they work. Your own work, no bring anything. Join your wife and they work together. Now bring more, you make more. Don't sit down at home and be saying, I'm planning to go abroad. I'm planning to go abroad. You don't make her here and abroad, you go make her. Praise the Lord. I'm planning to go abroad. I'm 40 years old. As you say, my mama say, my mother say, my father say, my father is planning for me. My mother, 40 year old man, we're supposed to be grandfather, is still talking of him papa, him mama. No, it's not a cause they follow you. Praise the Lord. Everyone here, no begging spirit will follow you in the name of Jesus. The best thing that can happen to anybody now is to own your own house. Make sure you own your own house. See rain they fall, they beat you for road for Nigeria. Nigerian system, they don't have public transport system. So you better have your car. Car is not a luxury in Nigeria. Car is a necessity. Do everything. No matter how tuke, at least rain they fall, you know they beat you. They enter there, they go. You determine your time. Even if the vehicle na towing vehicle and a vehicle na vehicle. Make sure you live comfortable life. I reject curse of poverty in the name of Jesus. I say I reject curse of poverty in the name of Jesus. Follow the principles of the Bible for prosperity. You will prosper. Amen. Do something. There is the mystery of offering. Do it. You saw what happened. Now that woman that we gave, they gave prophecy that yesterday, Abi. You saw now. Her deliverance came by prophecy, by instruction, offering. Say you should give somebody 5,000 naira. See, spirit of poverty. You see how Satan they do? The thing where they worry us is in us. It's our character. You can't give 3, you can't hold 2,000. No, you know, even hold, now, inside the bag, that is 70,000 there inside the bag. Just 5,000 only give. Amen. And one interesting thing, Pastor Olu was noting it. The revelation says she should go and give the person that sat by her right side. And that sister was in need. And the truth is, saved by the right. And she was the last person. There's nobody by her left. Where she sat down. When God speaks to us here, you know he is speaking. Every stingy spirit that the devil is using against you, I break it in the name of Jesus. I want somebody to express your joy and gratitude before the Lord for the success of this annual war against Marine Kingdom. You are sure by next year on, your life will be better than it is now. Let me hear you make a joyful noise. And you say you don't honor him with, don't come empty hand. Say honor him with substance. Anytime you want to thank God, thank him with an offering. It is the spiritual protocol. That is it. That is how to show it wherever you are. Bring out your phone and transfer. Don't squeeze money in your hand and come and throw it on Jesus. They don't stone him tire. He don't do. Don't stone him again with any offering. Don't stone him again. Then force you. If you don't want to give, don't give. Nobody forces you. And please express your joy. Let everybody know that, please, who they sing for us? Who? Blessing. If you sing very well, if not before, I would just open my mouth, talk nonsense. Then they will come and hold me after service. They follow me, pursue me, follow me everywhere. And they think now before they talk. If you sing very well, see me after. I'll give you transport money. I know how much from here to your house. I know. You know how much. Praise the Lord. Somebody shout, no more bondage. Say very well. Say very well. Turn and look at your neighbor. Look at me. I want to dance. I want to praise God. Nobody say I dey praise. Now my Jesus I dey praise. Tell another neighbor. As you go see me, they dance now. Nobody say I dey praise. Now my Jesus I want praise. My hope is built on nothing less. My Jesus' blood.